about to go to Outback. You want anything? You want like a fish dinner or something?
You know Jesus is coming, so you might as well get a couple. He'll take care of us.
Well, what you want me to get? Like, what do you think? Maybe two fish, maybe five loaves of bread.
Five loaves of bread is pretty good.
Okay.
Dude, I just got a Venmo request from Judas.
Bro, that's crazy.
Did you hear that Jesus got verified on Instagram?
How? I heard he only has like 12 followers.
I've got way more than that. David is liking and commenting on all of Bathsheba's spring break pics. Isn't he like...
Yeah, he's supposed to be at war, right?
I thought so.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing on eBay?
Is that Joseph?
Is that even allowed? Selling your brother?
Jonah tweeted he was going deep sea fishing 3 days ago. Haven't heard from him since.
What?
Do you have the location on for the children of Israel? It's like they're just wandering around.
Well, did you see the weather? It's 50% quill.
Yeah. I can give you something better. You just wanted my heart. So here it is, all of it. Will you take it in this condition? Here I am, fully surrendered. Jesus, you can have it all. Jesus, you can have it all. 'Cause you love every broken heart.
take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries. Well, that's part of life. But then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like he did back then. Born again, people, can I get an amen? We've all seen the proof. He makes all things new. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else, and now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt has lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet, and now I'm walking, walking free. Nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. Cause I got a savior who knows everywhere I've been, and he's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more. To the one with regret, look up and see your victory is just up ahead. Cause there is a savior who knows everywhere you've been, and he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, then sing out.
Yeah, thank you. I know it's 11:45. We're gonna wrap it up here. Once again, thank you, church. We know that somebody asked me one time, they said, what's your key to success in being a youth pastor, you know? And I said, God is the key to success in anything. I said, but you got to be in a church where that church allows you to be a youth pastor and where they allow you and support you not only monetarily, but with prayers and with go get them, Tiger, and send you out there to go do what we do. Let me tell you something, church. We've got amazing kids. We have absolutely amazing kids. You all have done a great job in parenting, and we are so great. Here, that might, I hate this thing. You all have done a great job in parenting, and it is nothing short of a blessing that we get to go. I would like to thank Frankie again. I had the best air mattress there. Thank you, Frankie, for that. Appreciate that. So we had to figure out who God was to figure out who we were. We had to figure out that there's something between us and God, and that's called sin. That's called Satan, okay? On the first day, Ernest done something. I'm going to ask him to come and do it again right now. I'm going to challenge these youth, and I'm going to challenge you. So Ernest asked this question on the first day, and I'm going to ask you to ask it again.
Okay, this is something you need. If you're a child of God, you need to be able to say it. And we had the kids that said, I am a child of God. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Would anybody be willing to say that today? All right, go ahead. Right there. Say it loud.
I am a child of God, and I'm I am a child of God, and the one and only Jesus Christ.
Who else? Got to be loud.
I'm a child of the one and only God, and the Son of Christ.
Yeah. Anybody else? All right, go, Caroline.
I'm a child of God, and
help them, Ernest.
I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
And I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Gabby.
I'm a child of God, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Of the living God.
I'm a child of God, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the one true living God.
Anybody else? Jolly.
I'm a child of God, and I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the true living God.
Anybody else? Oh, we got one down here?
Kaylee.
Okay. Oh, I can't see you.
I'm a child of God.
Let me tell you something, folks. Everybody else in America right now and around the world is taking their turn to say who they are. Would everybody agree with me? Every day I see somebody. Some man say they're a woman, and some woman say they're a man. And somebody say that this is who they are, and that's what they believe in. And this is who I am, and that's what they believe in. Well, it's about time that the Christian nation and the church started standing up and saying who we are. Amen. And if you're a child of God, you need to be able to stand up anywhere and say, I'm a child of God, and I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Because you know what? Everybody else gets their opportunity, right? Well, Scotty, you'd offend somebody. I hope I offend somebody. I hope it offends somebody. I hope it convicts them. All right? So now your challenge. You know what? You know what's funny? We'll take kids somewhere, and we'll take their phones up, and we'll ask them to step outside their comfort zone. But you know what we do as adults? We come to church on Wednesday night. We eat. We have a great time. We come in here and we get filled up, or we play ball, or we listen to the word. We listen to Brother David or Brother Scotty or Brother Tim or Ernest or Chris or Ryan, whoever's teaching our class that day, Alan, okay? We get back in our car and we drive home.
We come back on Sunday. I'm going to tell you, that sermon David Ayers preached the week before we left was one of the best I've ever heard about don't doubt. I needed that, brother. But you know what? We leave it right here. Would y'all agree with that? So is there anybody here that believes they're a child of God that's willing to stand up and say it? We ask our kids to do it. And you know what? You're sitting in a room full of other teenagers, and you want to be the cool one on the block. It's not always the coolest thing to stand up and say, I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. They did it. What about you? Anybody in here willing to stand up and say it? Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Do it.
I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Yes. Amen. Anybody else? Right there.
I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Do it, big dog. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Anybody else? Right here. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a child of the living God, and I believe Jesus Christ saved me, and he is the only Son.
Amen. Amen. Right here.
I'm a child of God, and I believe in Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen. Yes, amen, amen. Benny. Yeah, amen, amen, amen. Go over here. Amen, amen. I got another one. Yes.
I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes, right there. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Right here. Right here. Oh, I see you, big dog. Yes. Amen. Amen. He knew what you were saying. Yes, right here. Yes, amen. Amen. Man, yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Amen. You know what? We forget sometimes, don't we? We forget. It's just childlike faith. It's letting the world know who we are. And we need to let the world know who we are. And we need to pray over all these young people, because there's so much out there going against them. Brother Chris preached about Jesus and what he means to us. And when we got done, we talked about who put Jesus on the cross. And if you'll look to your left, you'll look to your right, you'll look behind you, in front of you, that's who put Jesus on the cross. We nailed him up there. We nailed here. We nailed his legs. It's our sin that put him there. So the first thing you got to figure out is, can you stand and say that you're a child of God? I challenge them. I'm going to challenge you. Today, if you can't stand up and say or know that, if you had to stand up and say that you're a child of God, if you don't know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord of mercy, we got a lot of microphones up here, that you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you know what? Just like I told them, they didn't need to leave the trip. You don't need to leave this sanctuary today till you can go outside those doors. And when somebody asks you, you can say, I'm a child of God. I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. You need to be able to say that today. Oh, don't get in my business today. I'm going to get in your business. I got in their business. I'm going to get in your business. We put him there. And then we talked about that Holy Spirit, and I had that session. And how did Paul say that he preached? He didn't say he preached timid. He didn't say he got up there and he just kind of spoke and he said, well, I'll kind of let you know. No, he said, I preach in the power of the Spirit. Brother Ryan got up and he said, where does the Holy Spirit come from? John said, I baptize with water, but the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you if you're saved and born again. It's our job to bring the Holy Spirit into this house and release it and let it go and preach by it and sing by it and teach by it and get saved by it. That's what he left for us. And we need to hold on to it. He said, he didn't give us a power or a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. So we know who God is, and then we ask them who they were. If God looked down right now, and I asked them this, what would he see? If God looked at you right now, by the way, this is a very hard question, because I had to ask myself, what would he see? Who are you? 2 Corinthians 10:12 basically says, don't be worried about others. Worry about yourself. We're so caught up in this world worrying about what everybody else thinks about us. Would everybody agree with that? We'll only post something online that we... Does anybody post anything bad that you know is not going to get a like? No. Why? We want to be accepted. Everywhere we go, we want to be accepted by the world. We want to be accepted into the group we're in. We're so concerned about how everybody else perceives the way we look, the way we think, the way we act, the things we do, the car we drive, the house we live in. I mean, even in our own Christianity, we get worried about which church we go to sometimes and whether that's the right, what, you know, is that the end church? When's the last time we asked Jesus what he thought? What do you think about me, Jesus? You saved me. What do you think about my life right now? See, I think if we asked that question on Sunday mornings, we wouldn't only have full pews, we'd have full altars. Because if we got real with ourselves and got real with Jesus, we'd do what these kids do. By the way, the courage that comes out. First session, Brother Ernest goes over that. We had a full altar up there praying to Jesus. Not just praying, on their knees, praying to Jesus about where their lives were, where they were at with Jesus. And then once we figure out who we are, the reason we did a spiritual gift test, you got to figure out where you belong in the kingdom of God. I'm not a singer. I'm not a writer. I'm not the best studier in the world, except for one subject I do pretty good at. Brother Chris Ogle, when he goes, me and Ernest and Ryan have to take a thesaurus, okay, to figure out what the man's saying sometimes. He's one of the best studiers and intelligent human beings I've ever met. I'm not those. You know what I am? I'm a preacher. I love to preach the word. I love to preach it in power. I told him about a story when I played ball, because they was getting a little tired on us, and I had the Holy Spirit, and Tommy Joe and Paul and anybody else that played with us can know this. Back in our day, you were still allowed to do the old crack back block, wasn't you, Tommy? and we'd set them up, catch them coming, wham, right under their chin, you know, and roll them over, okay? And that's what made me think about that power. But then, first thing you got to know is, do you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? And here in a moment, we're going to have an invitation. And if you don't, just like these kids, I want you to get that settled. The next thing is, you got to know who you are. Ryan Ogle did his session Thursday morning. And this is going to affect this whole church. And he had about spiritual gifts, and he was talking about spiritual gifts. So he told him, he said, I got three things I want to talk to you about. And he went over the first and went over the second one. The third one was an example. And to my knowledge, I've not heard Ryan speak about this. Have you? Is that the first time you've ever spoke about it? Okay. So Ryan wanted to give an example of somebody who had a purpose and used that purpose for the kingdom of God. And he began to walk. We had the chairs in a U shape, and so us people speaking, you know, we're walkers. I guess we all mimic Dave, you know. And so he's walking and he's preaching. And he said, but I want to talk to you about an example. He said, there was this guy named Roger Ogle. He said, that's my dad. He said, he met this young lady back in high school, Miss Kathy. He said, the football team bought them their gifts for their wedding. Is that right? Got the cake. Yeah. He said, he was of seven children, and his dad was a block mason. And that he started mixing mud. That was his first job. Okay. And then he started laying block. But then God had something else for him. He became a builder. He built houses. And he didn't cut corners. And Ryan knew it because Ryan worked for him. And if a corner was cut, it was redone. Right, Ryan? But see, what Roger Ogle didn't realize till later, all those skills, all those gifts God gave him was for a purpose. And that was to build Richardson's Cove Baptist Church, the one you're sitting in right now. Amen. God had his whole life planned up, didn't he, Kathy, to build this church right here. And they said he picked everything but the carpet, the color of the carpet. Is that right? And I don't know who picked it, but we love it. We paid the church off. Brother Roger got to see that. Not long after he passed away, didn't he, Jamie? He had a purpose. And he used that purpose for the kingdom of God. His purpose was bigger than building a house to sell somebody for money. His purpose was bigger than just building a house because it was beautiful. He was given a gift by God, and he used it for the kingdom of God. He said, I'll do it, right, David? He was over it all, wasn't he? And I began to think about, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be on this trip. What's your purpose? What's your purpose? Do you know what your gift is? If you don't, get with David. Figure your gift out. Talk to him. Get with me. What's your gift? What can you bring to the kingdom of God? And whatever it is, bring it. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's singing, then sing. If it's being a builder that ends up building the church that so many people get saved in, and the first youth trip we take 20 kids, and the 15th youth trip we take almost 50 kids. Is that your purpose? Then do it. Don't just leave church today and go home again or go down to the Mexican place and just let life go on, because God needs us. We're his arms, we're his legs, we're his feet. What is your purpose? Brother Ryan, he began to cry. I know we was all crying. And then I began to think about that. You know, I come here on Wednesdays and I do my thing. I come here on Sundays and I do my thing. He called me to preach. I think he'd be out there preaching the word. Well, you going to take the pulpit? Yep, I'm going to take it to work. I can take it to the ball field. I can take it anywhere. So the question of the day is, first of all, if you don't know that you are a child of God, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then today is the day. Second, if you're here today and you are a child of God, you are a born-again Christian, what are you going to do with it? Brother Raj, he took his gift off the shelf and gave it to all of us. What are you going to do with your gift? You just going to leave it laying up there on the shelf? Well, if somebody gave you $1 million and you put it up on the shelf and never touched it, is any good? So if God gave you a gift and you don't use it, is it any good? Where are you at with Jesus today? Let's stand.